Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
Ah, yes. I mean, it's just too perfect, right? Like, I'll say this. There's a very serious situation going on in the NBA right now. But I am all for the jokes. Because it's just too good. I mean, what a time in which I'm about to bring a guest on, who is a host, and talk about something called Operation Royal Flush. What? Well, that's the times we're in. And that's the NBA. Always got to have the drama. And certainly it feels like right now the NBA has truly outdone themselves, as it's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Saturday afternoon. We do have Hawks and Thunder coming up later in the evening. Pre-game for that with Mike Conti at 7, tip-off at 7:30. However, I've got to bring in a host from 105.1 The Fan in Portland, Danny Meringue, just because there's an insane situation happening in the NBA today, or this week, I should say, that we learned about. Danny, the host of The Firm, Harris and Meringue, as I mentioned, on 105.1 The Fan. First off, Danny, how's your Saturday going? Where were you when you learned the news that Chauncey Billups, the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, was getting arrested?
Yeah, it was pretty wild, man. Thanks for having me, Caleb. I do the post-game show for the television provider here in Portland, K2, the ABC affiliate. And it's about an hour away from home. So I got off air at about 11:30 after game one. I got about an hour drive home. I get home at 12:30 out in the country where I live out here. And because of that, I didn't get to bed until probably 1:30, 1:40 in the morning. And I'm like, you know what? Game one, I need to kind of adjust my schedule on these game nights. Let me bump my alarm from 6:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
Wrong. So, yeah, I got up at 7:30. And I put my dogs out, and because I had a little bit less time, so I usually like to get out the door by 8, because I'm on air at 10, I put the dogs out, I make my lunch, I hop in the shower real quick, and I have yet to look at my phone. And it's one of the only times I've ever not looked at my phone when I get up. And I have 66 text messages. I have something like 40-something missed calls, and I have more emails than I can possibly count from people all over the country trying to get me for appearances. And I'm going, What is going on? All of them are pretty vague. Hey, we'd love to have you on to talk about this, talk about this, talk about this. And then my program director calls me, and I notice he's called me a million times. And he's like, hey, can you hop on air with one of our other shows? And I go, for what? He goes, did you just wake up? I go, no, I just got out of the shower, man. What's going on? He goes, Chauncey got arrested. And my first thought was DUI.
Yeah, sure.
That was like, and before I can even think about what happened, he goes, for gambling. And I just went, what? He goes, I'm hanging up. Dive into it. Go. Call me back in 10 minutes. And I start diving into it, and my soul, my heart just sank. Like, I had just – so for media availability, I sit in the front row. I'm usually the guy that opens up every press conference with whatever question we're going, pregame, postgame, whatever. I just – you know, that's kind of my role with the media, right?
Sure.
And – you know, I was in that room, that line that you just played where Chauncey replied to Jason Quick of The Athletic. Chauncey's 5 feet from me when he says that. You know, pregame, I was in his office talking to him about my life and things that were going on in my life and having a very serious conversation. And he said something to me that impacted me so much, that meant something so much to me, that to find that out the next day, I was just in a daze, in a complete and utter daze. And if I'm feeling like that, how are those players feeling? How is the front office feeling? How are the people that work there feeling? How is his family feeling? And it's just seeing him get walked out of the courthouse at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Portland, it just hit, man, and you just don't know. There's no playbook for this. This is such an insane story. I'm watching this on ABC Nightly News.
Yeah.
I see it on the ticker on CNN. I see it everywhere. I go out to dinner, and I see it on the monitor with news it's on. I'm just like, what is this? What is
this? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's all anybody could do until last night, until they played basketball again, was wonder, what is this? And for 2 hours, they got to worry about basketball.
Yeah, and Danny, I want to get into the basketball in just a little bit, because I do think there are some kind of interesting elements of this. Like, hey, how do you, you know, as an assistant coach, handle the fact that the organization just got turned over to you for probably the foreseeable future, and all of those sorts of things. But going back to, you know, learning that Chauncey Billups, because he gets named with – you know, Terry Rozier, but they're dealing with separate issues, you know, that the FBI has been investigating. And we had already known about Terry Rozier. It had already kind of been tipped off months back as to, oh, he's been cleared. It's fine. You know, don't have to worry about that anymore. But this was like the first we were learning of Chauncey Billups and his involvement in, as I mentioned at the top of the segment there, Operation Royal Flush. What do you know, to the best of your ability, Chauncey Billups' involvement in with some illegal poker ring that involves the mob?
Yeah, you see La Cosa Nostra and you just go, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
It feels like a RICO case from the 1920s. Like, that's legitimately what it feels like. So all I know is what has been publicly available. Ben Dolliver is at the Washington Post. He's a good friend of mine. I grew up with him, with high school with him, had him on the show right after it happened. He covered the Blazers for years. And he's doing the uppercase J journalism work.
Sure.
Of reading through the court documents as we're finding this stuff out. And he texts me a screenshot of the other case, the one that Rozier is implicated in. And it says co-defendant number 8. And it's a player that played in the NBA from 1997 to 2014, lives in Oregon, has been a head coach since 2021. And I go, oh, crap.
Yeah.
He's in both cases. And it was just like, what is this? I've dug into what I can dig into. All I know is what's publicly available. I've got plenty of other hearsay and concerns, and I've reached out to, you know, other players around the league. I've reached out to other people that know Chauncey. I've reached out to other people that are dealing with tangentially this with other teams. And the reason why we're all stuck is because all we know for sure is what's in the indictment. And it's a case that's been built over 6 years. And the federal conviction rate on these kind of cases is astronomically high. They don't scoop up 30-plus people in one morning without having guys basically nailed to the wall. And you're innocent until proven guilty. And it sucks for me because Chauncey's just not just a guy that I covered. Like, I've got a relationship with him.
Sure.
So I want it all to just go away. I want it all to be, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But the evidence as we see it right now seems pretty substantial and overwhelming. And I don't know how he gets out of this. I don't know how he avoids federal prison time. I don't know how he avoids, you know, getting a lifetime ban from the NBA. With what we know right now, that's what it feels like is coming down the pipe. And it's terrifying.
Talking with Danny Marang, host of The Firm, Harris and Marang, on 105.1 The Fan in Portland. Just, you know, being a sports radio host and having to go in, as you mentioned, someone who that certainly changes things. When it's not just someone that you cover, it's someone who is, you know, a friend, someone who you're able to confide in. But then you turn around and, you know, Danny, like the article that I've got in front of me says, Billups was a face card, prosecutor said, a high-profile person who could help attract big fish gamblers to ritzy card games. The former NBA All-Star, aided by equipment, manipulated shuffling machines, X-ray tables, allegedly played on the cheating team, netting more than $7 million over 6 years. The other part of this that I want to get to you, to talk to you about, Danny, is, you know, the actual basketball. You mentioned the fact that players got to just be NBA players for a couple of hours and did so very well against what we expect to be, you know, a team that's going to be pesky in the Western Conference, Golden State Warriors. Blazers beat them by 20, 139 to 119. What do you know of Tiago Splitter and kind of his experience as a head coach and how he, you know, is going to handle the situation?
Yeah, Tiago addressed the media last night pregame, and I think he did about as good a job as you could expect somebody to do in that situation. I'm not saying this for how he actually felt, but what I got from him was anger and frustration. I, to be honest, I think he was pissed. Hey, how dare you put me in this position, Chauncey? A disappointment. But he was able to take that and channel it and get those guys. You know, in game one, this team barely lost to Minnesota Timberwolves, 118-114. Anthony Edwards went nuts, hit incredible shots over Chimani Kamara, who's one of his really good friends and one of the best defenders in the NBA. And the Blazers could very realistically be 2-0 right now and beat two good teams in Minnesota and Golden State to start. This team was going to be a pesky team. And Edwards, after game one, said, you don't come into Portland anymore. Like, this isn't, you aren't coming here and just getting wins.
Sure.
This is a team that's going to get active. They're going to make you work. Like, they're going to be tough. And they showed that again in game two. And the way they rallied, the way they were able to kind of come together and galvanize last night was, to be honest, it was really cool to see, because I was talking to guys pregame and just, you know, their eyes are kind of glossed over.
Of course.
But once you're able to get it, you know, between the lines, they went out there and they executed. They played so hard. I mean, it was belt to butt. The only quarter that was really truly competitive was the first quarter. It was tied up for one. After that, Portland just put it on them. They went 9 of 11 in the second quarter from three, just poured on from three. Go, 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 go. I mean, you don't score 139 without putting the ball in the hoop, but you also don't do that without playing with just breakneck pace. And that's what they did. They were relentless. They just wore Golden State out. Now, Golden State's coming off a back-to-back where they went to overtime against the Denver Nuggets. You know, incredibly difficult game there. But outside of Steph Curry, nobody else had anything for Portland. And it was kind of crazy to see this team that had just gone through this go out there and play the way they did. Denny Avdija was a battering ram. Jumaane Kamara and Jerami Grant were just raining shots on them. Matisse Thybulle, Blake Wesley, Chris Murray, Jrue Holiday were just defensive terrorists. And it was, you're just sitting there watching it going, oh my God, like what is this? And I don't think this, you're looking like a team that's going to win 50 games, but I think you're looking at a team that is just going to be hellacious to play against. And a big part of that was, you know, Thiago coming into this coaching staff to begin with. Thiago Splitter and Patrick St. Andrews were two guys that when the Blazers hired him, I reached out to the organizations they had been with previously, and everyone told me those guys are going to be head coaches in the next 3 years. They're brilliant basketball minds. They get it. They understand what the NBA is today. And you can feel their thumbprint on what Chauncey has already built there already. And that was it was a cathartic win, not only for the team, but the franchise and the fan base. You know, Thiago's introduced to the fans last night. There was a pretty loud roar. And I think all of this together, it's like the whole city's kind of feels like it's rallying around it. And to go out there and have that kind of performance was, it was awesome.
Yeah, it certainly feels like something that could, you know, just get the focus on something else, on basketball, on what all the fans want to be there to watch, to talk about, and instead have to deal with, you know, obviously a pretty serious matter. It's a matter that we'll be following as it develops, and certainly you want to follow Danny on social media, as I'm sure he'll, you know, in the show will be providing updates. You can follow him on social media at Danny Marang. The Hawks don't play the Trailblazers until January 15th. So certainly,
it'll be a minute.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit. I think we'll know more about these two teams, and certainly what, you know, is ultimately going to be going on with Chauncey Billups in this case and his future as a coach in the NBA. And then just as a citizen and you know, whether jail time is really on the board. Danny, I can't thank you enough for joining us, for giving us some of your time. I know you've been an extremely busy person, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Anytime, go ahead and reach out. Let me know. Happy to help.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.